Tap, yabba dabba doo.
All right, we're recording now.
We've been recording. You didn't even press anything.
I did.
No, you didn't. That's the desk. You just tapped on the desk. What?
Oh, goodness. Welcome to Talking Comics. Episode
69 or 100 or something. I don't know. Wait, let me guess. 110.
Not quite.
19. 118.
108.
I got it right.
Okay. Episode 108. We are, yes, welcome to Talking Comics, episode 108, with your host, Annika, Annikon, and
AJ,
Braha, AJ, whatever you want to call me.
It's AJ.
It's AJ, yeah.
I'm Annikon.
Annikon and AJ.
Dup-a-dup-dup.
And Panel Pete.
The Mighty Pete.
The Mighty Pete.
It's
She's
the Mighty
wearing the Mighty Pete.
Pete
shirt. I love that shirt.
It was Superhero Day at school, so.
Superhero Day at school.
Yeah, I was going to cosplay it as Harley Quinn, but.
No. That would have been fun.
No.
No?
No.
At school? No? Taking your hammer or your bat? And...
I don't think they would like that.
Probably
You're
not.
You're suspended again.
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 Yeah. So, yeah, speaking of which, you're going to be let out early. For your elementary school.
You should come
school.
To my graduation.
I'm definitely going to your graduation.
I'm talking to them.
I don't
actually
think...
don't.
Yeah, that not, would not be good.
Let's not do that. Let's not do that. Actually, no, you could see me at cons if you want to see me.
Right there, you go. One this weekend.
Yeah.
Geektacular in Greenville, North Carolina, 10-4,
and next weekend.
And it's free.
Yeah.
So free.
Free to see me.
This will come out on Friday, so tomorrow. Yeah, you can come to Geektacular in Greenville, North Carolina, 10 to 4 at the Greenville Convention Center. We will be set up. We'll have our booth selling the Chronicles of Panel Pete.
And my zine.
And the zine. The Mighty Pete.
The Mighty Pete. Panel Pete goes to the moon.
Right. I should get Colin to make a zine, the Mighty Pete zine.
Yes.
That's
happening. Wait, hold on. We also need to make a Panel Pete shirt. Or Mighty Pete. Not Mighty Pete. No.
The Panel Pete Goes to the Moon shirt?
Space Pete.
Yes. Space
shirt.
Pete shirt.
Wait, no, actually. Bro,
I agree.
The front cover, we should just take that, white it out, put it on a black shirt or gray shirt like this. It'll be so cute.
There you go. Look for that shirt coming soon.
Please. Now.
And then the following Saturday, May 2nd, Free Comic Book Day, we'll be at Hidden Temple Toys in Selma, North Carolina.
RSP to that guy. Oh, wait. No.
Yeah, sad story. Yeah. But we're not getting into that. Yeah, so we'll be this Saturday, Greenville, North Carolina, Geektacular, free. Both are free. 10 to 4. Is this week? I'm not sure the times for next weekend. I'm probably 10 to something. Yeah, free events. Come see us. Check us out. Buy the Chronicles of Panel Pete.
Because it's free to see me.
There you go. Free to see Annika and myself.
And him, but like me.
Also, if you need comic books, Allegra Printing for all your printing needs. You can support the show on if anybody wants to feels out, you know, generous to wants to support us. We have a Patreon and our Substack, and also we have sponsorship info in our on our website now too.
Please,
if you want to sponsor an episode or a newsletter, if you got something coming out, want to be a guest.
Question time. Whoop.
Yep, you can sponsor question time. Being a guest is free. But we do offer some sponsorships if you want to continue that on for newsletters and so forth. Yeah, so that's been fun. What else is going on, Annika?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, we kind of talked about our con appearances already. Let's see, and then...
I know.
What?
You can get my cover from the Cotton Girls of Panel Pete.
You can.
My first non-paid gig.
Your first non-paid gig.
My first gig that's never been paid.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I haven't got paid for.
For what?
For my gig.
What gig?
In my cover.
Your cover? Was I supposed to pay you for your cover?
No.
I provide a roof over your head, electric, food. AC, food, water, shelter, plus all of that. Yeah.
Especially.
I think you've been compensated fairly well for your cover.
Have.
So.
Oh, V Friends.
The V Friends, yeah. V Friends. Let's see. You want to go over your weekly polls?
Actually, I will not.
You will not.
I will not.
I'll go over mine. We didn't get many this week, but that's fine.
We got an even amount.
We got even this week. So you want to go one for one?
Yes, I can go.
All right, I'll go first. So which one do I want to start with? I'll start with this. I got Exquisite Corpses number 12.
Okay, my turn now.
Yep, your turn.
Okay.
This is fun. I like this.
Yeah, me too.
Alternate.
This only works if we have even amounts.
Yeah, right?
Okay, I got this cover of Harley and Ivy.
That's a cool cover.
Life and Crime, something like that. Yeah, I like this cover.
Yeah.
It's nice. I like Harley and Ivy. Anyways, okay, next.
All right. Next, I got the Absolute Wonder Woman number 19.
That's cool.
Ooh.
So pretty. Wop, wop.
All right, your turn.
I got Rogue number 3.
Rogue 4, isn't it?
4.
Yeah, 4. Very cool.
Yes. Okay, next.
I got the G.I. Joe Real American Hero Cobra Enemy Copperhead Silent Machine.
Cool.
Yeah, these are cool. They're so cool.
My turn?
Yep.
I got Harley Quinn number 61. I got this cover.
Ooh, I like that cover.
Yeah, she's
hanging out
like
in the mouth of the
museum. And it says, do not cross.
Do not cross.
There.
And she's sitting there in the...
In the fossil.
In the fossil.
And Bud and Lou have dinosaur bones.
Oh, are they? I didn't see Bud and Lou on there.
Bud and Lou.
Oh, cool. Very
cool.
Dinosaur
bones.
They're gnawing on them. The T-Rex bones. That's pretty funny.
Or whatever that thing
is. All right, last one I got was Spawn the Dark Ages number 5. Really like this cover. It's kind of ominous.
Yeah, I like that cover too.
So, very cool. And the last...
Okay, before I go over, I just want to say, this dinosaur kind of looks like my sister. Shout out to you, Vicariana Rorosaurus.
Vicariana Rorosaurus.
You said it wrong.
I'm sure I did. Rorosaurus.
Okay, next I got... Harley Quinn number 6, when I got this cover.
The back. It's like a back.
Yeah. It's funny because today was Hero Day at school, and she's dressed up as Batman.
That's pretty funny.
Which, I mean,
you
can't go wrong with that.
You could cosplay like a Harley Batwoman thing. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. I don't have a bat cape like that or any of that.
We'll have to make one or figure it out.
Yep.
Well, cool. So that was what we got this week. What was the favorite one you got?
I really like this cover.
That one? The Harley?
Yeah, just because today was Hero Day, you know?
Gotcha. The favorite one I got definitely has to be Spawn the Dark Ages. That cover is just so pretty cool.
Yeah.
I really like that. It's what I'm looking forward to, favorite one I got. All right. So, what did you read this week, Annika?
I read... some Sailor Moon.
Okay.
I read like a lot of that. And I read what's it called? Rogue number 2.
Okay.
Again, I read that one last night.
How about your school book? Have you guys finished that?
I finished that a while ago.
Oh, did you? Okay.
I'm working on the book report.
Yay, book reports.
Get out.
Get out of my face.
Get.
I read the journey. Oh, sorry. No, I'm continuing my journey with the Mighty Thor. So 2.6 to 2.205 to 2.12, somewhere around there. Almost done with volume 4 of the Omnibus, Thor Omnibus. Got to get pick up number 5 here soon so I can continue that journey. It's been a little bit of a weird, you know, section I'm in. Sif's been taken away by Carnilla, and Carnilla is trying to find Baldur, and they were all missing, and they're all banished to Earth because Odin. But last night they actually went back and found that Odin was, nobody was in Asgard, and there was these lizard people there because these bugs had come in and taken over, and we're selling them off, selling like the people of Asgard off, and I'm like, this is crazy.
Slavery.
Yeah, and then of course Thor, you know, had to fix that
with Mjolnir or whatever.
But then he got captured at the very end, so.
You can't do that.
We'll see what happens tonight.
Wait, whenever are you reading the mortal or the immortal?
Just the Mighty Thor.
Oh.
I've been slowly reading some of the... I was starting to read the current series, which is the Mortal Thor. But then I was like, I really want to read the Immortal Thor beforehand. So I have all the Immortal Thor and the Mortal Thor that's out so far. So I'm trying to get to those, too. I've got to do a better job at reading. I got some extra time on my hands coming up, so.
Yeah, you actually have a lot of extra time.
I don't have a lot of extra time, but I have some extra
time.
You
have more than what you have.
Well, hopefully that doesn't last long, but she's hinting that I got laid off from my job in a week, or will be laid off in a week and a half. Yeah, so support the show.
Yeah.
Go to our...
Get our sponsors so we don't go broke.
Yeah, so I got a little extra time coming up that
so
I can...
So then there's no more money for no more content.
Aw. I want people to buy my comic book.
Yeah.
It'd be cool if people supported our show, but like, yeah. I don't want to beg people to do that, right?
Yeah.
So what did you, what movies, shows, TV games, shows, whatever, TV game shows, that'd be funny. Pressure Luck, that was my favorite when I was a kid. No whammy, Jeopardy. No whammy, no whammy, no whammy, stop! Wah, wah, wah. Well, anyway.
Anyways, my turn. So I played Among Us with you last
yep,
night.
Yeah, we played Among Us. That was fun.
Played some Fortnite.
I killed everybody but you as the imposter. Right in front of you. It still tricked you thinking it wasn't
no,
me.
No, it didn't. No, it didn't. No, it didn't. I just love you so much.
Uh-huh. I was like, can you believe that guy just killed that guy right in front of us?
But you weren't even close.
It was pretty funny.
Anyways, so I also played some Fortnite, and I also played some Discord games.
Yeah, we played poker on Discord. Wordle was the other
Wordle.
One. There's got to be some more on there. We got to look into that. That was fun. We did that.
I like that Jeopardy. Not Jeopardy. I can't even speak right. The poker.
The poker. Who won that? Oh, me. That's right.
Me.
You did not.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, so I played a little Slay the Spire this week. Some Solasta.
SSS. Solasta, Salapara, Sabero.
Solasta and Slay the Spire. Again, just a reminder, come check us out at these cons coming up. Pick up a copy of, or go to our website, pick up a copy of the Chronicles of Panel Pete.
Or you could get my cover, which is even better.
Or you can buy Annika's cover. Or you can buy her zine that we need to make. So
you just showed them all of the pages.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Good job.
You can buy the, you know, her zine. It's only $3. Yeah, $3 or $1.50 for digital.
So it might be.
Sold one the other day. That was pretty cool.
Wait, physical?
Oh, that's what I was going to bring up. I forgot to put on the script. I was on 2 podcasts this week. Edward Davis has a podcast on Saturday mornings on Facebook. It's Facebook and YouTube Live. I was on that show last weekend with several other people. There's like 4 or 5 of us on there. It was really fun. We had some cool topics like, you know, are superhero movies dead? What's more important, the writer or the artist? Surprisingly, or maybe not surprisingly, I said artist because I'm the writer. But and then like favorite cover songs. And then we get to all talk about our books. So that was a lot of fun. And then I was with Grant.
I'll figure it out.
Lankard. He has a show on Tuesday nights at 9 that's live on YouTube. I was on his, and I got to talk about the comic book and the, what else? Just the comic and, you know, the company, the podcast, and the actual making of a comic. That was fun. Then I was on Lauren.
We actually made our comic.
We did. And then I was on Lauren's TikTok live last night for a few. Just talking about the comic and the podcast. And I'm going to be on another podcast, I think 3 next week I'm going to be on, or the next couple weeks. So I'll be on Lori's podcast, her Tuesday morning show in a couple weeks. I'll be on Kevin Davis's website, or not website,
live.
On his live show next Friday. And then next to Monday, I'm on somebody's podcast. So, yeah, I'm making the podcast rounds. So that's been fun. I'll definitely put those in the Substack newsletter for this episode, links to the couple that I've been on. And, yeah, that was really fun. I enjoy being a guest. You know, I enjoy doing the show with you, of course. I enjoy doing the interviews. And now I'm the one being interviewed. So that's been pretty cool.
I'll interview you.
Do it.
Hello, how are
Get
you?
Out. No, I'm just kidding.
You are not allowed to say that. Okay. Only
All right.
I am.
We're going to add a quick new segment here called Annika's Review Interview with Dad. Annika's Interview with Dad.
Okay. Hello. How are you today?
Good. Should I be obtuse?
I'm making an obtuse angle.
That was pretty funny. All right, go ahead.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. So, how was it like having your own comic actually being like made, printed in your face like that?
It was amazing.
That sounds so great.
It was very cool being able to see it through the whole process.
Okay, shut up now.
Wow.
I'm tired of you talking right now. Anyway, so
you asked me a
yeah,
question.
Yeah, but I'm
not
like,
allowed
okay,
to
be
answer.
Quiet. Okay, next
man,
question.
Man, you're a horrible host.
Next.
Shut up.
Next question. How comfy is your chair?
It's pretty comfy. I enjoy it.
Okay.
How comfy is your couch over there?
Nice. Yeah. Anyway, so how did you come up with the creation of Pete?
I wanted a mascot for the podcast.
Yeah, but why would you make him yellow?
I don't know. It's just what happened. I didn't want it white, right? Because then you'd expect words, I guess. I think influenced by The Simpsons, maybe. I don't know.
Okay, so why would you want to make a comic?
I was jealous of other people that I interviewed.
Jealous?
I was jealous, yeah. FOMO.
I just licked my mic on.
Yeah, so what? I wanted to go through the process to learn it so I could relate better with our guests.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're interviewing like another person, would you like talk about your comic?
I do sometimes, yeah.
Do you talk about your comic more than the other people's comics?
I don't think so, but I do mention mine and I tell them the story because it's a conversation, right? So it's, yes, they're there to promote their book and to promote their stuff, but it's a conversation, so if it's a topic that we both are, you know, love, they like hearing, you know, I don't know how many times I've told the origin story of the podcast on this podcast, right? In different episodes, just because I've talked to, when you're talking to a new person that you're interviewing.
Okay, that's enough.
It's a conversation.
Okay, yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
see, I'm being cut off. Wait, is this like a presidential debate? Do I have like a
yes,
red light
you
flashing?
Are. Horror.
Heart. Jeez.
I'm orange.
All right. I didn't realize I had timed answers.
Yes, you did. You have 5 seconds.
Okay. Jeez.
Not even. Okay. Good job. Okay. So who would you say is better, Harley Quinn or Thor?
Thor.
Okay, yeah, bye. Sorry.
Get out.
Get out!
Any other questions in Annika interviews Dad with Dad?
Yes.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Okay, so sometimes are you like kind of annoyed at people talking like and keep circling and circling and circling and circling and you
like
can't,
right now,
and you can't even get like a single word out because
like right
they just
now?
Literally cut you off and they're like and you're like
a couple times that's happened.
Yeah, and like it's so crazy because like, oh my God. And you can get the Chronicles of Pete right now. And like, it's like so cool. Anyway, so what's next? Question time? Question time? Question time for you. Ask me questions. Sometimes
that was a very fast question time intro, but yes, it is question time.
I guessed it right.
All right. This week you wanted to do... Catwoman trivia. So I have some real or fake titles and some trivia questions, and then you're this or that. This segment could be sponsored by you. Insert whoever's
sponsor
listening.
Sponsor us. Sponsor us. Sponsor me. Sponsor you. I'm pointing to you.
I love your answers. All right. Are you ready? Real or fake titles for Catwoman. All right. So Catwoman, when in Rome, is that real or fake?
Fake.
Incorrect. Do we want a wager?
Yes.
All right. We'll just say you wagered 100 on that one. All right. 9 lives of crime.
True.
How much are you wagering?
100.
That is incorrect. That one is fake. You're at minus 200. All right. Catwoman, Selena's big score.
Fake.
How much are you wagering?
100.
That one is real. You were at minus 300. All right. Catwoman, Queen of Gotham. Real or fake?
Fake.
How much are you wagering?
100.
You are correct. You're back to minus 200.
Oh.
Catwoman, Lonely City.
Fake.
How much are you wagering?
1,000.
That is real.
I said real.
You said fake.
No.
You're at minus 1,200. All right. Catwoman, Diamond Heist Diaries. Real or fake?
Real.
How much?
1,000.
That is incorrect. You're at minus 2,200. Catwoman, Sister's Keeper.
Real.
How much you wagering?
1,000.
You are correct.
Yay.
You're at only minus 1,200. Catwoman, Midnight Claws. Real or fake?
Real. 1,000.
That is incorrect. You're at minus 2,200. All right. Yeah, 2 more. Catwoman, Trail of the Cat.
True.
How much?
1,000.
You're at minus 3,200. Bum, bum, bum. All right. Catwoman, Guardian of Gotham.
True. 1,000.
Incorrect. Minus 4,200. All right. I think you got one out of those, 1 of 10, right? That's all right. We'll go on to the trivia questions. What is Catwoman's real name?
Selina Kyle.
Do you want to wager points?
Yes.
How much?
1,000.
All right. You are correct.
Add that to my points.
I did. Okay. Catwoman's first appearance in what issue?
Batman number one.
Yes, you are correct.
Oh. 1,000 points.
Just gave you a free 1,000 points there.
Yeah.
Who created her?
Oh, wait. Well, Catherine G.H. Oh, wait, no, that's a pilot or scientist or something. or that's a historical figure. I don't know. Catherine, no. Homer, no. Amanda Connor.
How much?
Tim Bruce.
How much?
1,000.
Really? You'd get 1,000 on one you're not sure of?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Who was it?
It was Bill Finger and Bob Kane.
Oh.
It's back down to 1,000 for this segment. What is Catwoman best known for stealing?
Jewelry and diamonds and valuables for 1,000.
That is correct.
Or like those types of things.
You are at 2,000 points. In which famous storyline does Catwoman play a key role alongside Batman and a long list of villains?
Batman. For 1,000.
Yes, but do you know what Batman storyline?
Batman. Batman.
Elaborate.
Batman. B-A-T-M-A-N. Bats, as in the animal. Pew, 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 pew. Man, as in you. You're a man. Bat.
The fact that you actually got spelled that correctly, I'm going to give you the correct answer.
Jinx.
How much are you going to wager on that question?
I'm going to wager 1,000.
You are incorrect. No, you're correct. Well, Batman, yes, but it's Batman Hush. Oh. So, I'll give it to you.
Same thing.
Not really. What is the name of Catwoman's sometimes ally, and sometimes rival thief friend?
Batman?
How much you wagering?
Wait. Harley Quinn.
How much you
wagering? 1,000.
Incorrect.
Wait,
it's Poison Holly
Ivy.
Robinson.
Who is Holly Robinson?
We'll have to figure it out. All right. What storyline explores Selina's early years in connection to Carmine Falcone?
Wait, please elaborate.
Which storyline? So, like, Batman Hush is a storyline.
Okay, yes, I know.
So, what other storyline did she explore Serena Kyle's connection to Carmine Falcone?
Catwoman.
Which Batman storyline?
Oh. Batman. Batman.
Gotta give me a title.
Batman, it's Batman, Batman.
All right, how much you wagering?
Batman. 600. Yeah.
All right, you are incorrect because it's called Batman the Long Halloween. All right.
Well-
What iconic accessory did Darwin Cook add to Catwoman's modern design?
Cat ears. Maybe. Or cat claws. Or a jewel. Any of those three for 1,000.
All incorrect. It's the goggles. That's what it says.
The goggles?
Goggles.
The goggles.
The goggles.
The goggles. That's it?
The geekles.
That's the geekles?
The googles. What city does Catwoman primarily operate in? Gotham City
for all of my points.
How many points?
All of my wrong points.
I thought the max was 1,000.
Not no more.
Oh, so you can do max of your wrong points, which is 4,200?
Yes.
That is correct.
Oh, I'm at 0 points.
You actually have 400 points. What is Catwoman's moral alignment most often described as?
What does that mean?
Like, is she a hero?
She's an anti-villain.
Or an anti-hero or anti-villain kind of thing.
What does anti-hero and anti-villain mean?
Anti-villain would be a good guy that's sometimes bad. An anti-hero would be a bad person that's sometimes good.
I think she's an anti-hero.
How many points?
4,000.
You are correct. You finished with 1,400 points. Way to make a comeback. All right.
Your turn to get slapped.
Just get slapped down.
Pin. Pinny pin. Wait, I might have a Mr. Pin.
I don't think you do.
I do. Mr. Pin, come here. Oh!
Wow. All right.
Oh,
the Catwoman, this or that.
Hold on, let me do some circle lurkle.
Yeah, you got a circle lurkle, and I've got to pick or find another pin.
Okay.
I got
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Classic purple suit or black leather suit?
Black leather suit.
And...
Wait, do I... Oh, incorrect? What? I wager 0 points.
You have 0 points. Wait, how does that work?
Do I wager and then you tell me right or wrong and then...
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say black. I would have said black leather for like 100. Okay. But you have to tell me if I'm right or wrong. You have to say.
You're right.
Okay. For the people that don't watch and only listen. All right. So I have 100 points.
Okay. Hero or villain?
I'm going to go villain for 100.
200.
All right. I was correct.
Gotham rooftops or high-end heist?
High-end heist for 100.
You're at 300.
Can you just say...
You're correct.
I know. Say you are correct, then say the number, okay. Right? Okay.
Correct, 300.
Thank you.
Whip or claws?
Whip for 200. What?
200.
So I was incorrect?
So you're at 100 and 100. Correct.
Dang it.
Solo operator or Bat Family Ally?
Bat Family Ally for 400.
Negative 300.
Oh, can you tell me incorrect or correct,
incorrect.
Please? Thank
Sorry.
You.
Incorrect. Okay. Batman or freedom?
Freedom!
Yeah! Freedom!
For 1,000.
No, I can't do that.
Was I right or wrong?
Yes, you were right, unfortunately.
So all right, so I'm only at 700.
Yes, yeah, so you're at 7 minutes.
But who can't Braveheart freedom every, I'm
okay, comic
Braveheart
version
every time.
Movie version.
I mean, any of them, but I'm going to go movie version for 200.
I feel good. I feel bad because you unfortunately got it. Oh, wait, no, I'm not supposed to say that.
I'm going to go 300.
Negative 300 because you got it incorrect. I get tricks. Tricks up my sleeve. It's a short sleeve. Wait, so yours like 400. Is 700 minus 400?
Yes.
Okay,
very good.
Okay, I'll wait for this one. Oh, yeah. Stealth or combat?
I'm going to go stealth for 200.
Incorrect. You're 200.
Dang it.
Okay, anti-hero or full-on rogue?
I'm going to go anti-hero for 1,000.
Incorrect.
What?
You're negative 800.
Dang it.
Okay. Gotham City Knights or International Thief?
Gotham City Knights for 2,200.
You cannot do that.
I'll let you do negative 4,000.
Yeah, but that's the exact amount.
Well, I'm doing that, an exact amount of 2,200.
No, the exact amount that you got lost.
Yeah, I want to do the amount I lost and then ties you
no.
in points.
No,
So you're saying I got it right?
No. It's not what I'm saying. So what do you want to wager?
2,200 points.
You're not doing that. It's up to 1,000 or 800 because that's your minus 2 points.
Then 1,000.
Okay. You're at 200.
So I got it correct.
Yes. I won.
You won. I finished with 200. But I think that's rigged. I should have been able to go 2,200 on the last question just so we could have tied. But
fine.
Whatever.
We can tie.
It's fine. You
because we'll be matching shirts.
Yep. Well, not today. I'm wearing a Marvel shirt, but I have Thor on my shirt, so yeah. That's cool. You have Panel Pete, the Mighty Pete on yours, so pretty cool. Well, cool. Well, that wraps up.
Can I just tell you something?
Yes, you can.
My teacher said, I like your shirt, Annika. I was like, cool, you can get it at our website.
That's my girl.
That was my old teacher, Miss Casanova.
That's my girl.
Yeah.
I love that shirt. It's cool. Because I don't have just a Thor.
She was a super teacher. She had a Wonder Woman cape and Wonder Woman hat.
Really?
Cuffs.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
MS Register had a back cape.
Hey, how'd it go? You know, you told me you gave one of these to your librarian.
Yeah.
Media lady. Did she ever say she read it or liked it?
Yeah, she read it and she liked it. And I'm pretty sure she put it in the library.
All right. That's awesome.
And I told her not to tell no one.
So, they're going to bring this out when you graduate high school. They're going to be like, remember Annika back in the day?
No.
By then, you're going to have, security guards at school.
No.
I don't know. I'm just picking.
Why would I have security?
I don't know. But awesome.
Don't you have a pilot? He has a pilot's license. So on the top of the high school, he can just land the helicopter on the top of the high school.
I don't fly helicopters.
No. Or land the plane.
I don't land plane. I haven't. No.
Wait, you have to have a runway.
Exactly.
Our school pickup line's long enough for that.
No, it is not. And I haven't flown in a long time. So,
but you're a natural at it.
Sure.
Yeah.
But welcome or no.
Bye.
We're past the welcome
part. We're way past that part.
Well, thank you for watching, everybody. This has been another episode of Talking Comics Podcast. I had fun. I hope you did.
I had lots of fun.
And join us next week. Like, subscribe, comment, follow along, all that fun stuff. On all of our socials, links in our bios.
I want you to guess how many comics I'm going to read this week.
Ooh.
Down in the comments. And don't cheat. I'll know if you shot. I know if you cheated.
So put in the comments this on the YouTube channel how many comics you think Annika will read this week. I like it. And we'll reveal in next week's episode. I like it.
Yeah.
We'll have to do a give. We got to set up some giveaways somehow, too.
Yeah.
So we're going to work on that. Get some giveaways. But support the show. Watch, like, subscribe, all that.
Yep.
Have a great week, and we'll see you next time on
Talking Comics. Bye. See you next week. Yeah.
We don't just talk about comics. We made one.
And it's called The Chronicles of Panel Pete.
At Talking Comics, we interview creators, show off our comic calls,
play fun games, and show what we're learning firsthand.
Get a free preview of The Chronicles of Panel Pete by subscribing to our Substack.
Watch the trailer and all the video episodes on YouTube.
or listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow along, like, subscribe.
Trying to start a podcast but feeling stuck? At Aquatio, we help creators make waves with everything you need to bring your voice to life. Hosting, recording, editing, and marketing. Whether you're starting from scratch or just need a little help polishing your sound, we're here to hydropower your creativity. Comment on this video or DM us today and let's dive in.